part of that fear is just, what if I don't make it? And obviously, if you don't bet on yourself and you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to do that. And so changing that mindset is something we're going to get into in the mastermind as well. Again, being positive and being around like-minded people.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And today I have my really good friend, Scott Hannes. He's on the show today and he is amazing. I'm going to tell you a lot about him. I just found out he has the biggest heart in the world, which is true. He does have the biggest heart in the world. He's one of the nicest guys that I know personally. So Scott, he's a HR, I don't want to say guru, I don't know, just HR master. I don't know, you should have a title. You should have a hashtag. I'm going to give you a hashtag. HR, I don't know, guru, HR master, or HR Jedi. I've got to find
something. That's pretty good. I like the Jedi.
HR Jedi. Anyways, I've used Scott's services in the past, and he's helped a lot of people that I know, entrepreneurs in real estate or just in business in general, like scale their companies. He worked for a huge company, and he took the leap of faith not too long ago and ventured off on his own. And I don't know, I could go on, Scott, for like the next 20 minutes. For as long as our podcast is, saying a whole bunch of stuff, good stuff about you. One thing about you that I know for sure is I think you started the online dating or dating from two different states. I know you met your wife and then you guys separated, like not separated, but like we're in different states.
Yeah. So my wife and I met Javier through, I'm involved in a church youth group and we met at an adult conference for volunteers that helps out with youth group.
Yep.
And my wife's from Seattle, Washington. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And we met in Mesa, Arizona. Never thought I'd date, let alone marry someone from Seattle, Washington. But I always said the good Lord had other plans. And so took a big leap of faith. And so did my wife. And we put our trust in the good Lord. And you know, we've been happily married for 15 years. So it's a big blessing.
How does a good girl from Washington marry somebody, a rough guy from Cleveland, Ohio, man? Come on.
I don't know. It wasn't me. It was definitely God. We had a little bit of upbringing with some backstories and some personal stuff. And I was just a strong faith and a strong love for helping other people. So,
yeah, that's awesome, Scott. That's one of the biggest things I like about you. You have this service heart and you genuinely care about people. Like it's awesome. Since the first time I met you, I remember we were at a mastermind and everybody just left. I think it was just you and I, like in the kitchen picking up. Well, mostly you.
We were cleaning up.
I was mostly cleaning up with my mouth. I was eating everything. I was trying to eat as much. Everybody left. I'm like, oh, there's food everywhere. I was trying to call. And you were picking up. You know, it was like 3 a.m. Something like that.
It was
that.
A good time. It was a good time.
So it was good. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you do? I kind of just give a big picture overview, but just tell everybody your ninja skill.
Okay. Well, Javier, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate your time today. So I own a company called Fortitude HR Solutions. We do HR consulting. And when we say consulting, I try to do more strategic stuff like business development. How do we grow from being $1 million to 100 million, putting in, you know, strategic plans, but also looking at your, you know, your organization chart and like your team, who do you need to add on the team to help you get there? Also putting in like performance management systems, dealing with employee relations issues, helping people, you know, with their hiring needs on the consulting side. And then we also do a recruiting side of our business where, you know, from soup to nuts, we'll help write the job descriptions. We get into figuring out what the budget should be based upon the market area in which you operate. And then we take out all the hard work and the heavy lifting of you having to, instead of talk to, you know, 100 candidates, we'll do all that work. And then at the end of the day, we present you with the top 3 candidates. So that's our one business. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about. We're getting ready to start a small and medium-sized business mastermind group for not just like a real estate niche, like a lot of people are doing in the groups that you and I are involved with, Javier, but really to help any type of general business owner that's starting out, maybe as an entrepreneur, and really get into how we can add value and help create, you know, good content for them around outsourcing. It could be around, you know, helping them with marketing, introducing them to the right people, you know, talking about building again their teams and how do we structure that business and what does that look like? So we're really excited about that. That's going to start on September 1st. We're going to do everything through a Facebook group. We're going to hold weekly Zoom meetings. And then we're going to do 2 live events each year in person. So I'm really excited about that opportunity to really help and kind of give back and really to, you know, help people build relationships, especially you know, as we're hopefully coming out of COVID, although COVID seems to continue to raise its ugly head here, just to really get people back into talking to people and building relationships.
Yeah, that's super cool. I mean, everything you do is super important, right? And a lot of times it gets pushed to the side. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, let's do some sales, let's do some marketing, let's close some deals, let's make some money, yep. Right? And you got this machine rolling full of duct tape. You know, I think I'm speaking to myself here, right?
Yeah.
The machine, it's all working, right? Just out of duct tape, it's moving along. But you know what? You're just missing that HR love. That's what I call it, right? Just mm-hmm. business fundamentals that a lot of owners, entrepreneurs are really missing, right? They're just visionaries for the most part, and they don't really think about all the details that'll make their system and their business a lot better. And it's like carrying buckets of water, right, with holes in them, right? Just by the time you get to the top, you're like, man, they're like halfway empty. Like, man. So
and then you got to figure out what you got to do in order to fix those things. And and having the right people in place, obviously having a great team, but having good predictable processes in place.
Yeah.
And being an entrepreneur, you don't need to do it all on your own. You know, like, again, like if you're going to hire your first person, I think you and I agree on this, and we've heard it from Tim, your first person you should hire as an entrepreneur should be an assistant. Take those low level tasks that are off your plate that are maybe $10, $20 tasks, whether you hire a virtual professional or you hire somebody else locally to do that. I mean, that shouldn't even be a part of your day-to-day regimen. You should be focused on the higher level things that produce, you know, revenue and income. So, you know, the $1,000 to $10,000 activities, that should be your bread and butter all day long.
Sure. And not saying that those $10 to $20 an hour tasks are not important, right? If those aren't done, I mean, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get to your $1,000, $10,000, you know, tasks you need to get to. But that's definitely true, right? You got to get yourself somebody to help you out right away, an assistant. So I want to back up a little bit and talk about your two businesses, right? You have your HR company that helps business go from $1 million to $100 million. And now you're going to have the mastermind for, you know, somebody who's, I heard you correctly, somebody who's starting out. So on your first business, that's somebody who's already got a flow, got a business, already has some profit, and you have a specific kind of client for that. The reason, let me ask you this, what's the reason for opening the mastermind? Is that to get, because I know you get asked all the time, like, hey, how do I scale? How do I grow? Mm-hmm. Hire? I get asked that all the time. Your team, I'm not the expert at hiring. You know, you helped me find my director of acquisition. That was the best decision I made ever in hiring. He's still with me today. He's amazing. So I know you get hit up a lot on one side. So for like new companies, so you don't have to say no to all these, I don't know, what was the purpose on, or the balance on, what kind of client or what kind of person you're looking for each side?
Yeah. So the mastermind stuff, I think, is more geared towards small and medium sized business owners. It could be established where they just don't know what to do, or they need some additional resources or help that maybe not just be HR related. It could be business focused. It could be around sales and marketing. It could be around accounting, where we're providing some type of value. And we're going to have different presenters come in and talk, you know, about insurance products and information that can help them find resources. Because I think as an entrepreneur, it's very lonely. You know, you don't know where to go and where to turn to. And this also, for me, like I was used to working, you know, 100 hour work weeks in the private equity firm when I was the VP of HR. And then when I started my company, like 2 years ago, again, I'm working 80 to 100 hour work weeks. And I wish I would have learned some of the stuff, you know, now that I could have back then when I started the company. So just trying to share best practice tips with the mastermind group, trying to, again, add value, really building relationships and helping them get out of their own way, right? Like, I think a lot of times we have this mental block where we don't see anything outside our little circle. And so trying to expand that and trying to figure out creative ways on how to help them grow their business and how to scale and develop, you know, their organization. If they can take some of my life lessons that I've learned and, you know, working in the corporate environment or doing it as an entrepreneur for 2 years myself, I'm going to have a couple other business partners that are going to help with this as well. And so Steve and Donnie that are in Legacy Family, they're going to be helping. And so will my wife. And so the four of us are going to have these calls and talk about, kind of like Steve always talks about, like your power team, right? Like if you're an entrepreneur, you need people that understand sales. You need people that understand marketing. You need a good CPA from your finance side. You need somebody that hopefully understands people and, you know, the HR side of things. And then also you need somebody that, you know, also understands the legal aspect. So that's kind of like your power team. And the mastermind's another way, like it could be entry level for them to understand what we do at Fortitude HR Solutions. Because believe it or not everybody likes HR. Not everybody understands what HR is. Most people think of HR, human resources, and like, oh, you hire people and you fire people. Well, there's way more to it, especially if you use it as a strategic approach and you don't view HR as like Toby from The Office, you know, just like a punching bag. Like HR can really help you grow an organization by putting in the right goals and objectives. And how do you reverse engineer those? How do you get everybody to be motivated? Like, what does leadership look like? And really try to, you know, inspire people and motivate people. And those are some of the things that we're hoping to bring at the mastermind level. You know, I may have clients that are already on retainer with us, Javier, that are working with us on the consulting side. They could still get a lot of value out of joining a mastermind like this. That's, you know, on a weekly basis, we're going to record, you know, the Zoom meeting so people can look at it, you know, if they're not available to attend the live event. And really, again, just try to add value and support and resources for these entrepreneurs.
Super cool. So do I have a link for that yet, or is it up yet?
I do not have a link yet. We're working on all the behind the scenes stuff right now. We're working to get the operating agreement done and all those types of legalities. And
so you guys, everybody here, follow Scott Hannis on Facebook, or what's it going to be a good way to kind of keep up, see when it launches? Because that's super. I mean, honestly, everybody talks about sales and marketing. How do you structure deals, and how do you go raise money, and how do you find more deals, and how do you analyze, and how do you stabilize? How do you exit? I mean, there's all this. It's like HR, like, you know, like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you bring that sucker in, right? And then, you know, just how to run a business effectively, right?
Yeah.
So you're not putting money from here going out this way, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
So how do we keep in touch?
So yeah, Facebook's probably the easiest way. Just Scott Hannis, Hannis. They can check out our website, fortitudehrsolutions.com. I'm also on LinkedIn if you're more of a LinkedIn person. I also have a Instagram tag. I think it's Scott Hannis, Fortitude HR. And then obviously when we get closer to September 1st, we'll be doing a ton of marketing about it, putting the website out there and some of the Facebook stuff that we're doing.
That's awesome. So you let me know when that launches, because I'll put it in my Facebook group. I'll put it on my, I'll share it on my Facebook page and get some people looking your way. That way
you can
help
that.
Them out. You know, it's just,
I appreciate
it's just awesome. So tell me a little bit about transition, right? From leaving kind of corporate America to mm-hmm. starting your own business. What was your greatest fear?
So many things. How am I going to pay my bills? Where am I going to find medical insurance at? How am I going to provide, you know, for the family? Am I really capable of doing it? You know, like, because I've always worked in an organizational structure where, you know, the corporate office told us what to do and we had to do this and that. And, you know, with Tim, you know, kind of pushing me and my wife and my family support, you know, we kind of just took that leap of faith. Even like Javier, like wearing, like I'm used to wearing like more professional clothes where I'd have like a suit or a tie on and a button up, like going to like different events and everybody's wearing shorts. Like that's just not been the norm for
me. Flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Flip-flops or people drinking out of shoes. Like I'm not used to that, right? So it's been like this full circle thing.
That was not me.
No,
it was not me,
you.
By the way.
It was not me either. So we can both say that. Like that's been part of that fear is just, what if I don't make it? And obviously, if you don't bet on yourself and you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to do that, right? And so changing that mindset is something we're going to get into in the mastermind as well. And just, again, being positive and being around like-minded people. You know, I think at the end of the day, like when I made the decision to quit my job, even my parents were like, are you sure that's the right thing to do, right? Because I walked away from a very large salary with 50% bonus opportunity, stock options worth over seven figures, executive life, you know, company paid life insurance, executive level, car allowance every month, et cetera. I had a really good job. And so I walked away and went from making this to nothing overnight. And it's been the best decision of my life. And you know, you hear about the roller coasters as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you go up and down. And even with some of my most recent health setbacks the last couple months, I mean, one of the things that I think, you know, you asked about a fear, I hired my first W-2 employee and I didn't onboard him correctly. And as a result of me being sick and everything, he ended up saying, Scott, I don't think this is the right job for me, and went back to his previous employer. So like, there's so many reasons why what I do from an HR standpoint really matters. There's a lot of little details, like you said, with like the buckets of water and having the hole at the bottom. But you know, what did I learn from that is, hey, I got to be better. I got to hold myself to a higher standard. And when I onboard a new employee, like I got to make sure everything's dialed in. Even if I am sick, you know, my wife can help take some of that stuff over. I don't need to do it all myself. So it's been just a whole learning curve for me in the last 2 years, and especially the last 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you've had a roller coaster here the last 60 days, and I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Yeah.
And,
thank you.
You know, a lot of people move from corporate America to starting their own company, starting their own business. You know, a lot of the times I hear, well, most of the time, actually all the time, is I should have done it a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great decision. So I'm happy for, you know, for all your success. And Like I say, you're one of the nicest persons I know personally.
Thank you.
Just because you genuinely care. Like, I don't know what it is about you, Scott, but it's like you feel like you're like at 110%. Like you give your 110%. And I definitely, that's what I wish I had just a little bit of that. How about that?
I think you are, Javier. I don't think you give yourself enough credit. You're a great guy. And I've enjoyed getting to know you as well as work with you and talk with you at the different events. Like you do a lot of great stuff for a lot of people as well. So don't discount what you do. But to me, it's all about giving back and adding value and helping people. And you mentioned, you know, like service, like that's a big part of who I am. Yeah. You know, I truly believe like I'm here to help other people. And that's why I love human resources. Like there's a lot of people that like, you know, to hire and fire people. And that's part of my job. But I just like genuinely seeing people win and succeed. And sometimes that happens and sometimes it can't happen. But, you know, just being a service to people is, I think, what I'm called to do.
Yeah. And on a side note, you're actually really good at what you did.
Like, thank you. You know, that's why you call me the Jedi.
Yeah, the Jedi, right? Come on. You should take that. HR Jedi. Yeah. I think that's cool.
I was going to say HR, not Toby, but HR the Jedi might be better.
Or something like that. I think that's kind of cool. You can use that. So, I appreciate it. I know right now you're kind of on a short schedule as you're getting back on track from the last couple of months. They were feeling under the weather there for a while. But, and you're only working, you know, 4 to 5 hours a day. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. What else you got going on? So you got the mastermind going on, anything else?
Yeah. Other than that, like, you know, from a work standpoint, we're actually looking at getting into some e-commerce stuff, but that's more like personal stuff. You know, I realized after going through my health scare the last 2 months, like, again, I don't want to work 100-hour work weeks anymore. I need to build my team out the way I need to build it and take that leap of faith. And I also need to develop other passive, you know, streams of income, right? And I know that everybody, you know, in the real estate world, that's what it's all about with multifamily or if you're in other things with rentals. And so I'm trying to take some of the advice that I'm in some of these mastermind groups and trying to learn how I can do things a little bit better to not only support my family, but just, you know, have a little bit more time, you know, to take care of, you know, my family and be present. Because sometimes I'll work 20-hour days prior to 2 months ago and my wife would talk to me and she'd ask me a question and we'd be sitting on the couch and I'm like, what'd you say? And she'd repeat it 3 or 4 times. And so like, I know I got to do better as a husband and as a father and just as a person in general. So I got a lot of work to do. I think that's one of the awesome things about, you know, being a human being and is we get an opportunity to change it every day, right? And so each day is a new day and it's really about what we make of it each day.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we're all not perfect and there's always a sacrifice out there. Sometimes it's our time and our family, right?
That's right.
The business that you do, what do you see probably the biggest mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make, right? Is it like the time management? I mean, what do you think it is?
You know, I think a lot of times it's definitely they don't hire quick enough. Okay. They wait too long where they get overwhelmed. And that leads into the time management issue. And I think sometimes like if they hire a coach or, you know, like a consultant like myself, you don't need to take every word that I say and believe it and go run with it. But I think sometimes people don't take the advice that we're giving them or they don't like think through everything. And then what happens is they overanalyze it and it becomes that analysis by paralysis. And then they wonder why 3 months from now, things haven't changed or why they haven't improved. Yeah. And so it just, again, it doesn't have to be all what we say or what, as you know, consultants say, but you have to make your own decisions. You got to have facts and data to back it up and not let emotion drive your business.
Hey, you know, and kind of bringing back to a point about not hiring quick enough. I think it was you who said this, but hiring an assistant, right? Say you're going to pay them $50,000 a year or $30,000, whatever the payment is, right? Say it's $50,000. You're not spending $50,000 right now, right? You know, you have 90 days, right? Like, hey, you know, what is it, right? You know, whatever, it's $4,000 a month. Mm-hmm. It's a 90 day. You're going to invest $12,000.
Right.
Think about that. Don't think about the 50. Think about the next 3 months, right? It can be, you know, $9,000 or $12,000. And get yourself somebody to help you out. And then you go from there. You'll see how much value that brings to you and to your business.
Absolutely. And I would add to that, Javier, you know, when you bring in that employee, people will live up or live down to your expectations, right?
Yeah.
So us as owners or leaders of our businesses or our people, we have to set clear expectations. We have to provide a job description so they know what their role and responsibility is. We have to give them the right resources and tools for them to be successful. We have to train them. We can't just throw them on an island and say, go figure it out. Even though we want to hire people that are resourceful, that can problem solve, that stuff's important. You still need to guide them and give them some direction. So how you onboard them, saying please and thank you, like showing appreciation. Like I love one of your core values is don't be an a-hole. Like, I love that, you know, like just be nice to each other, right? And like find positive things and let's try to win together. And I think sometimes people I work with or people I've worked with in the past, they want to go ahead and they want that instant gratification that when they hire an assistant, tomorrow is going to be 10 times better. And it may not. It may take 30 days. It may take 45 days. So, it, you know, like Tim Broth says, you invest in your people and you invest in marketing and you get an ROI back all the time.
So. Yeah. You know what I put from when I hired my assistant? You know what my job description was?
What was that?
You're going to laugh. I said, number one, job description, three different things. It said, make me look good, make me look good, and make me look good.
I love it.
That was it. Like, this is awesome. This is the easiest job description I've ever done.
I love it. That's great.
Anyways. All right, Scott. So we're almost to the end of the show, and I have the Naked Roulette, which is my favorite part of the show. I'm going to ask you three random questions. Everybody here in the audience is going to get a chance to know Scott on a more personal level. You ready?
Go for it.
All right. Let's get you the Naked Truth Roulette, and let's roll with the question. All right. If you could pick another time to live in the future or the past, what time would that be? Or what year? What decade? What century?
That is a great question. I probably would say the 1920s. I'd love to see like all the booming industry and the business time, you know, like the innovation of like the car coming about and being more modernized. Like that would be really cool to kind of live and be a part of.
Cool. All right. 1920s. That's kind of cool. And they actually, they dressed up pretty cool too.
Yeah. Be dapper.
Yeah. All right. Question number two. All right, Scott, what is the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn?
So at my wedding rehearsal dinner, I bought my parents and my future in-laws, they bought me some like silk boxers and I went into the bathroom and I put those on in front of everybody and wore those in front of like 50 people at a rehearsal dinner. There may have been some adult beverages being consumed, but that was probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever worn. That, or if you've ever seen the movie, A Christmas Story, the bunny outfit from that movie, I've wore that multiple times at Christmas parties.
Multiple times, huh?
And, yeah. It usually
adult beverage. Beer. Adult beverage also.
No. That one's just me being goofy. So.
All right. Awesome. Cool. Everybody, that's awesome. That's the first time I get two answers for that. That's great.
Sorry, I gave you two. That's
okay. I'm awesome. That's awesome. Question number three for Scott Hannis. What is your favorite quote?
Oh man. So if I go scripture, it's 1 Corinthians 16:13. If I don't do that, I live by just trying to, you know, do better each day, right? And give that 1%. And if I have a third one, I have a ton of favorite quotes. Like if you follow me on social media, I post a lot of motivational quotes. You do. Anything by Jim Rohn or Dr. Eric Thomas or Inky Johnson, like I just love to try to improve. So
yeah, guys, just follow Scott for his quotes is awesome. Awesome, Scott. Thank you so much for taking the questions on the roulette. You survived.
I survived.
The Naked Roulette. So how does somebody get a hold of you?
Probably Facebook, Scott Hannis, H-A-N-I-S. They can go to the website, www.fortitudehrsolutions.com. And I'm happy to, you know, correspond and help out as much as I can.
Super awesome, Scott. Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.